Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, let's talk about this, because last month, three trainee officers were sent home from the Garda Training College in Templemore, County Tipperary, because they had visible tattoos. With everything that's going on and the lack of Gardaí on the street and all that, I can't believe this happened. But it got us thinking, in Ireland today, are people with visible tattoos in certain professions accepted? Do they have to cover them up? Or how are they treated in the workplace? Well, Shelley has been working as a midwife for 7 years and has multiple visible tattoos, and she joins me on the line. Shelley, how are you?
Hi, Jen, how are you?
Before we get to tattoos, have you any advice for our texter who's in the throes of it in Sligo General Hospital at the moment and is listening to the show?
Oh, best of luck. Come on, it's your third baby. You're a pro now.
Listen, yeah, you could have it in the car on the way home. Like, it's easy.
Exactly. Just do it yourself.
Yeah, you don't need any help. You got this. You got this. Let's talk about you and being a midwife. So you've been a midwife for 7 years. Is this something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, it was first on my CAO and I got it, so always wow. Has, yeah.
Okay, and your tattoos, let's talk about them. Have you a few tattoos? Are they visible? Where are they? What are they?
Yeah, I have a good few. I was only counting them today. I have four on my left forearm and I have three on my right forearm, and then I have three on my neck as well. They're all quite small though. They're all like kind of little symbols, or like one is a little search by call or a triskel, a little diamond. They're nothing massive. It's not like I don't have a whole sleeve on either of my arms or anything.
Okay. Do they all mean something to you?
Most of them, yeah. Like one of them is my wedding tattoo. I have one of them for midwifery, and I'm just trying to look at them now and remember what they're for. One of them is for my grandmother. Like they're all kind of different little meanings to them.
Okay. And does your employer know you have tattoos?
Absolutely, they're able to see them every day whenever they see me at work, so I'm sure they're aware.
Okay, have you ever been asked to cover them up?
No, it was never. I've worked in two different hospitals and neither of the hospitals was I ever asked to cover my tattoos.
Okay.
In college we were told to be careful and not have them, and you know you won't get hired and stuff, but that, it's just never been an issue for me.
Was that the only negative reaction you've had, really?
Really just college. I have two nose piercings as well, and I've had one comment from the hospital I used to work in on them, but never about my tattoos. Like, it doesn't affect your ability to work or care for patients, like, so.
Absolutely not. And when you were told that in college, you know, be careful getting tattoos and employment and all that kind of stuff, would that have made you conscious of your tattoos when you were going for interviews? Like, would you have covered them up and then you got the job and then you were like, ha-ha, I have tattoos?
No, I think I didn't even intentionally cover them up when I was interviewing, but I think I was young and I was definitely a bit like, oh, I don't care. I won't care. And got loads when I was 18 and 19. And then as I got older, I kind of realized that they're just the same. It's just not the same thing anymore. Like, our parents would have said, oh God, don't get tattoos. You'll never get a job, and don't have one here. Don't have one there. And it's just not really like that, I don't think, anymore. I think people interviewing, you probably have tattoos.
Yeah, I think it depends. I mean, last month, three trainee officers were sent home from Garda Training College. I mean, when you heard that.
Bizarre. I was absolutely amazed. Like, we need guards. Why are they being thrown out for something like that? It's wild.
Okay, well, let's see what it is like in the working world. First of all, Shelley, thanks for taking the call. I want to go to senior career consultant at Clearview Coaching Group and former HR director Susan Keating is on the line, back to talk to us, but this time about tattoos. Hello.
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm not too bad. Let's talk about tattoos. Are visible tattoos in most workplaces becoming more acceptable? Like Shelley in hospitals, like her tattoos were acceptable. Is that widespread? Is this just something a bit different from the Gardaí? Is this something that we haven't seen really?
The answer to that is yes, they are becoming much more acceptable, particularly in Ireland, actually. We actually are early adopters of tattoos and self-expression, diversity, equity and inclusion, particularly in the tech sector, the creative sector, the media, and in lots of service industries. There are, of course, certain white-collar industries that still, you know, maybe the financial services, the banking and law, that still would have a dress policy in place there. And like talking to some of my colleagues there, they say, look, the dress policy is smart casual. It's implied. We don't have tattoos on our faces. So that's what's going on out there at the moment. And I think it's a really interesting and up-to-date topic.
Okay. So depending on the sector, you would advise people going for an interview, maybe if they're going in the financial sector, to cover up tattoos. Would you advise that?
I would say to people when I'm giving them career advice to find their tribe, find their people, find the culture that aligns with their cultural values. And there's lots out there. And do research around that and just see if things are being implemented, if the rules are being, you know, strongly implemented. So do that little bit of research. Don't just assume. I mean, Shelley said about she was young and great, and that was absolutely fantastic. But, you know, you want to do a little bit of research before you go forward with your career choices.
Okay. When would the tattoo's meaning or what it represents cause an issue?
Well, any grounds of discrimination, anything that's going to offend anybody, you know, any sort of religion or gender bias or anything like that, totally unacceptable. And I think, Jennifer, like, we're in an age where tattoos are just a wonderful expression of art and creativity and people's, you know, something, as Shelley said, they're very, very meaningful to them. So in general, I don't think we have a major issue around tattoos being offensive.
And what rules relating to tattoos can an employer enforce?
Very simply, if you have a policy, and this is my HR hat on, if you have a dress policy, that is, when you join an organisation, it's incumbent upon you to read the rules and regulations for that organisation and to align yourself with those. If you don't like the rules, you might go in, get your feet under the table, and then in a professional way, you say, look, I just don't think this is right. But when you sign up there, you're signing up to the rules and regulations of that particular organisation.
Okay. What companies have changed their tattoo policies in recent years? Do we know of any?
Well, a lot of the tech companies have actually done some research in that, and they've actually, and, you know, it's about attracting talent. They get to see that it's not about what you look like. It's about how you are and how you're being and what you can produce as opposed to what you physically look like.
And what do you think about what happened in with the Gardaí, you know, and trainees being sent home because they have tattoos? How should an employer handle a situation like that? Do you think they did the right thing?
Well, I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what was going on there. However, I certainly wouldn't have handled it that way. I mean, we don't get anywhere by making people feel, you know, embarrassed or called out. Personally, I probably would have pulled them aside and said, listen, any chance we could cover up that, mate? You know, and then if something is, you know, if you need to bring that to another or escalate that, have a look at that. But I certainly, we're not in school here. We're not sending these fabulous young people home who have put their hands up to say that they're going to work for our national kind of police service.
Are there any advantages or positive reasons that employers may allow tattoos in the workplace?
Yeah, it's about self-expression. It's about somebody coming to work feeling that they're seen and heard, and it's not about what they look like. It's who they're being and what they're doing. So you'll find a lot of industries are really attracting great talent because of that ability to express themselves.
Okay, so in a nutshell, if someone has tattoos, a lot of tattoos, and are potentially going for a job this week, next week, whenever, what is your advice?
My advice is look up the policy, check it out, have a chat with people who work there, say, look, what's the deal here?
Yep.
You know, do they allow tattoos? Don't just rock up and waste their time and your time and put yourself in a position where it's just not going to happen for you.
Okay, good advice. Susan, thanks for taking the call. There you have it. That was Susan Keating, Senior Career Consultant at Clearview Coaching Group, speaking to us there about tattoos in the workplace. Have you felt discriminated because you have tattoos in the workplace? I would love to hear from you.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.